I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The government of Greece bowed to international pressure today and agreed to raise taxes and slash government spending. The country is broke and needs foreign help to pay its bills. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is taking the tough stand despite intense political opposition at home.
Τα μέτρα που πρέπει να πάρουμε, που είναι μέτρα οικονομικά...
Papandreou told Parliament that the measures being taken are needed for the protection of Greece, and he said the country's survival is at stake. But that may not be enough to sway the Greek people. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant is in Athens. Malcolm, what do the cuts involve?
Well, George Papandreou has not actually announced the details yet, and the reason he hasn't done that is because tomorrow is Labour Day. It's May Day here, and it's a great sort of workers' tradition. And there are, given Greece's violent tradition, the last thing you want to do is to anger the workforce even more by telling them all the details of this package, because they might just trash the city. And so it looks as though the full details will probably emerge on Sunday, when there is this meeting to finalise the deal. But he has already talked to the trades unions, and so some of these measures have leaked out. There are going to be more consumer tax rises. There'll be job cuts in the civil service again. The pension age, the retirement age, is probably likely to go up. At the moment, it's a very generous. The average age here is 53, which is quite extraordinary,
wow.
Really. And it's going to go up to a Germanic sort of 67. People think that this is going to be pretty painful, much more painful than the two previous bouts of belt tightening that there have been.
So, failing any full details today, Friday, do you get a sense that what is in the offing is enough to persuade countries like Germany to bail out the Greek government and help them pay their bills next month?
No, I think so, because I think these terms have been really dictated by the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and also the International Monetary Fund. And I think that George Papandreou has had a gun to his head from these people, saying that, you know, if you want to have this bailout, and it's going to be pretty substantial, you really have to commit to these sorts of things. In the past, Greek politicians have really avoided doing things that are going to have a great political cost, but George Papandreou is going to break that mold, I think, this weekend. Not that he necessarily wants to do it. But there is a great sense in Greece that there might be more people who prefer him to say, you can go to hell to the IMF and everybody, and we'll default, because it's better that the banks take a bath than ordinary people suffer.
Prime Minister Papandreou also said today, perhaps throwing himself prematurely on his sword, that it's a patriotic duty to take these measures at whatever political cost. This from a man whose family has never really been unpopular in Greece for the last four decades. What could be the political cost of Mr. Papandreou?
Well, the thing is, what you're basically saying to the Greeks, what he's going to say to the Greeks over the next day or so is going to be, it's really going to hurt you. It's going to be painful. You know, your lives are going to be blighted for years, you know, for years. And there's not going to be much hope. You know, jobs are going to be bad. You're going to be really sort of quite impoverished. Now, I don't think that's going to make him very popular. That's the political cost. But there are some people who see this as an opportunity. And they think that this is a chance for catharsis, in a way, and for Greeks to banish the bad habits of the past of tax evasion and corruption, and to embrace a new sort of cleaner, more transparent sort of way of life. I mean, George Papandreou, he's taking that opportunity. He's being courageous. And, you know, this is his moment in history. And it's going to be interesting to see just how it judges him.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Athens.